Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. My name is Jeanette Abney, and I want to thank you for joining me here for another episode here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. I'm looking at myself. I had my niece put my little hair back up in the bun because I can't even lift my arms to do it. But I also want to thank my Heavenly Father for blessing me this morning, waking me up, giving me the activities of my limbs, as well as my loyal listeners that have been joining me here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Now, I'm still sending the information out. I be saying all the time, I'm going to do better. I don't do no better. I still procrastinate. But like they say, charge it to my head, not to my heart, because it's not like I do it on purpose. It's just that I be having a lot of stuff going on. Now, with today's topic, it's kind of a follow-up from last week's topic as we talked about boundaries. And when we were talking about boundaries, we were talking about the importance of boundaries. And one of my guests, Sean, was saying, you know, Jeanette, we need to follow up on that. And I found it to be very interesting but yet true because many individuals struggle with boundaries. And today I'm going to be talking about not only do individuals struggle with implementing boundaries, setting boundaries, but my question to you is how to your boundaries or are your boundaries working as it relates to your adult children? Now, this is a topic of interest because I have adult children. Many say, even when I'm doing therapy, because I am a licensed master family therapist, and when I'm doing therapy, I'm noticing that most of my clients are kind of like around the age of my children. And I'll be like, ooh, you know? But not only that, that I have children that's almost in their 40s, so I guess I'm 42, you know. I guess I was 2 years old when I had my kids. But not only am I, or do I have children that's real close to 40, I have grandkids, and my granddaughter will be 20 this year. And I'm like, when I saw her this weekend, I'm like, oof, 20. I got nieces and nephews in their 30s. So everybody is getting older. But one of the things that many individuals struggle with because we didn't know how to do, and that is setting boundaries, especially with our adult children. Because one of the things we do is we try to kind of treat our children and adult children as if they're still children, and they're not kids anymore. And sometimes because the parents may struggle with setting boundaries with their adult children, sometimes the adult children have to learn how to set boundaries with the parents because it goes both ways, especially when we start talking about respect. I tell people, especially when it comes to my son, Lord, sometimes that boy be testing my gangster. He really be getting on my nerves. I can set a boundary. I can tell him my rules. I can tell him my likes and my dislikes. But it goes through one ear and out the other because that sucker don't pay me no attention. And that's when I start getting upset and will look at him sometimes and be like, mm-mm, I ain't even opening my door. I see you, Boo, out there. So I want to know, too, with you, Boo, how do you set boundaries with your adult children? Because I know we all out there have kids that are adults, whether they are 18, just graduating high school, and that's when it's really going to be interesting because they're going to be coming at you like they know everything, they can do whatever they want to do, thinking they're grown. You're not grown. Not if you're still living up under my house. Not if you're still eating my food. Not if you still got to do certain things in order to be able to reside. You're not grown. You're not grown enough. And boundaries have to be implemented, and boundaries are very important. Now, if you have set boundaries with your adult children or your adult grandkids and they're working for you, please call in on the show because I want to know what's working, what's not working, and what we can do better. I was on Facebook the other day, and I saw this skit where this woman was bringing back this lady's grandson who was an adult or whatever, and she put him out. And the woman told the lady, in other words, how you gonna judge me? When your butt wind up on the ground, let me see what you got to say. Because some of these adult children just have no respect when it comes to their elders or when it comes to their parents. They feel that they can do or they can say whatever they want to say. And that don't work. I remember one time my aunt had shared a story with me where she and my grandmother had this thing. And she said something to my grandmother. So if you're listening, Samantha, yes, I'm telling it. I'm snitching. But Samantha said something to my grandmother, and my grandmother was like, what'd you say? She said, I wish you wasn't my mother. And my grandmother was like, well, pretend like I'm not your mama, and what you gonna do, basically, is how it went down. Because one of the things that people in my generation did is we taught our children to fear us, not respect us. So once they got a certain age, they start feeling like, I'm grown now. I don't have to listen to you. And because I don't have to listen to you, I can do whatever I want to do. But that didn't work in my family. It just didn't work. I think I'm going to call my niece in here and ask her. Alicia, I know you hear me. Alicia, I guess she must have went outside. So when we start talking about these things, and I'm going to be making some phone calls because I do want to hear what individuals have to say. Now, here come the dogs. I called the dog because I did not call Coco with her pitter-pattering around the house. So I want to know, like I said, what's working for you, what's not working for you. Are you consistent with your boundaries? Because that part right there is huge. Because if your kids are not taking you seriously, meaning your adult children, that could be because your boundaries are kind of blurred. Or your boundaries are kind of rigid to where they're like, mm-mm, I ain't going over mama's house because I don't want to hear what she got to say. I don't like her rules. My grandmother used to say, when in Rome, do as the Romans. So I had a whole lot of teachers, a whole lot of experiences. And the one thing I could truly say, even with my mother, is once I moved out the house, I was like, mm-mm, Coco, get out of here. I'm like, no, I am not moving back because I knew I did not like her rules. And because I did not like her rules, I knew that that just was not going to work for me. So, again, if you're out there and you want to join in on a conversation, give me a call at 516-387-1914. Let me call because my ex-husband asked me when was I going to do a show, and I told him, but apparently he has not called in. So let me text him and let him know or give him a call. Let me know which number it is. Okay, yeah, he asked me when was my next show. So let me give him a call and have him call in on the show because he also have adult children.
Please leave your message for 228-235-2931.
Hey, you asked me about the show. I'm calling in because I'm calling you because I'm on the air live now. To call in on the show, the phone number is 516-387-1914 as today's topic is setting boundaries with your adult children, and you are not answering the phone. Bye. Okay, so just sent him the information. So let me text him the number because he'll ask me the number. 516-387-1914. Alicia, come here for a minute. I'm about to put you on the spot and put you on the radio. I have a question. You don't have to show your face. You can just sit down. Boundaries. How do you think boundaries work in our family as you being an adult?
I don't think we have boundaries.
You say you don't think we have boundaries?
No. Sometimes. Just certain things.
Okay, so where do you know that don't cross that line. The line is drawn in the sand. So that either me, your mama, that we mean business when we set boundaries. Because sometimes setting boundaries with your adult children can be very complicated. And sometimes not only do we have to learn how to, as parents, set boundaries, sometimes adult children got to learn how to set boundaries with their parents, too.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because
It goes both ways.
Because I had to learn how to set boundaries with my mother. That's why me and Jean's relationship was different than it was with my sisters, because I learned, you ain't doing that to me.
Yeah, that's what
I'll be telling. You ain't saying that to me. So I had to learn how to deal with her. And then also with me, with Reggie, Reggie just ignored my boundaries. He don't pay me no attention whatsoever. Now with Tisha, me and Tisha bump heads, because I'd be like, who do you think she's talking to? She ain't that grown. Who's
she? Like she the mother. Huh?
Yeah, like she the mother. Everybody trying to tell me what to do. And then I get mad because Tisha set boundaries with me. And I'd be like, I don't like that. So, but I had to learn to respect her space, respect her boundaries. So what is it like for you with boundaries?
I don't know. Me and my relationship is complicated.
Not just you and your mom, but the way your mom with your brothers, setting boundaries with your son, even though he's not an adult yet, but setting boundaries as an adult or with your adult children.
I don't know.
And that's because it's something new to you? You don't have to be shy.
I don't know. That's a tricky question, because me, my mom, and my brothers, it's just all different. We all have different ways of dealing with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
They're dealing with us in different ways.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And sometimes you see that in a lot of families, because each child is different. Mm-hmm. Each child, the needs of the child or the children is different.
Well, that's why I didn't understand.
Because I can't set boundaries, or the boundaries I have with Tisha are different from the boundaries with Reggie.
Mm-hmm.
Totally different, because they're different kids. But once Reggie became an adult, he kind of was like, when I'm grown. You know, now it looked like Dean has signed on. Let me log him on. Hello, Mr. Hamilton. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay, ma'am. Yourself?
I am well. I called you. You asked me what was I doing the next show. And today's topic, we're talking about setting boundaries with adult children. Now, when we talk about setting boundaries and boundaries being important and boundaries being necessary, do you think boundaries are important have with adult children, and if so, why?
I believe they are definitely very important. My first reason why I believe that is the respect issue.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on the relationship you have with your children or whatnot, if you grew up in their lives or if you were just a holiday parent or whatnot, you have a bonding issue there. But I feel that the respect issue between parents have to be established first and foremost. And once you establish that issue with adult children, I believe your relationship can grow and become more fulfilled. But you definitely have to establish those types of restrictions, because like you say, all children are not going to be the same. So some children respect values are not going to be the same as other children or other people respect values. So, yes, I believe you have to set those types terms or whatnot for adults, just like you would do for children that depend upon you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have a sense of respect for each other, it's going to lead to chaos.
Oh, yeah, big time chaos. Because I be saying sometimes, boy, Reggie be trying to test my gangster. I just get to the point sometimes I just go lock myself up in a room so I don't have to catch Chase. Because he will get on my last nerve to where I don't have no nerves left. I can muster up enough strength sometimes to just be ready to just pop him. I'll say, I don't want no drinking in my house. I don't want this. I don't want, you know what, we're not going to. And he just be thinking he can just do it anyway. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't live here. You got to go, bro. I get so mad. And even with the drinking, sometimes, D, I'll walk outside and snatch his bag and pour his alcohol out right in front of his face. It don't matter. It's like what I say is irrelevant. It's just totally irrelevant. To the point that sometimes I'll be like, you know what, I'm just going to move and ain't going to even tell him where I live. I'm just going to disappear. Because
sometimes it be that way. I know I look at my son, and I was going to have a talk with him yesterday, but he came and got the kids and hauled butts. He must have known I was going to have something to say to him because I was waiting. But I'm like, you know, I raised you, so I know you know what a good parent should be. But what the hell are you doing with my grandkids? I don't see you doing nothing. And my grandson, he has a speech problem. And I guess if I hadn't never said something to my son, I guess he'd been 15 years old before they found out. I'm like, damn, son, you got a... My grandson's a year old, and he ain't saying dad, dad, mom, motherfucker, I mean, screw off or nothing of that nature yet, and you ain't think it's time for concern?
Well, a lot of times parents don't know what to do, and that's why they still need their parents to guide them in the right direction to try to bring that sense of awareness and bring it to their attention. That is true. You know, I got a text message I got a text message from my granddaughter the other day, and it was about her father. And part of it is, I'm trying to text that. So when I got a text from my grandbaby, and I'm going to read it on the air, because this is just really sad, and it gets on my nerve, especially the way, and you know you was around when Reggie and Tisha was little, and my mother, Reggie was a granny baby. He was never a mama baby. He was a granny baby. But what gets me with him is he should know better when it comes to raising his children, and it's like he just, I just really don't get it. I'm trying to find the text because Jasmine texts me from time to time, and Tyena was just down for the weekend. So this is what the text said. Hey, Granny, we asked my dad for money, and he didn't want to give us any. And we're going out with our sister, and we don't have no money. Can you take money from my dad and give it to us because he listens to you? See, when I saw that text, hey, you just take money from him. Because he listened. I said, Reggie, give me $50. I don't have $50. Give me $50. Anytime my grandkids go text me and ask me to take it, no. That's not how your relationship should be with your parents. Kids shouldn't have to experience something like that to where they got to call their grandmother to ask their grandmother to take the money. So I wind up, I want to say, collecting $65. So when Tyena came down, I just gave the money to Tyena and said, hey, get it to your sister. You know, and she was like, thank you. But to me, that's sad because he's going to run into some serious problems with these kids as they get older. Because I think, like I said, Tyena's 20. Buddy is, what, 15? Jasmine, 14? Ryder, 7? They're not really baby babies no more. So when we start talking about setting boundaries, and I know he don't set boundaries with them. I know he don't. He has no boundaries they literally have no respect for him. So what they do
The sad thing about that is his son is growing up looking at this, and you don't know the type of aggression or animosity that pain is building up in that young man. Knowing that my dad don't give a crap.
I know. And he should know what he experienced. He should know. That's the part that gets me. Now, when we start talking about how to...
Not really because, you know, you're always, but you was married, so he normally had a father figure, even if, and you wasn't his real, his biological father, but he had some male figures that he could look at to see that they was doing somewhat the right thing to do.
I don't think
with his pain of his loss as a child, he was ever able to deal with that pain to heal from it. Now I talk about stuff like that because it makes me sad when I think about my grandmother, who I love dearly. And for years, I've had a sense of guilt, I guess you could say, because I wasn't there to see her before she passed. And I didn't have a chance to even know. You know, it was like a cold slap in the face, unexpectedly, totally, to get that phone call. And that scar, then for her to be buried on my 20th birthday, that scars have never been, for me, able to heal correctly, I guess you would say, in your field. So now I look back at a lot of things with boundaries with people, and we try and sit to my, but if you're not dealing with a normally, a person with normal tendencies, you ain't going to be able to set normal boundaries because they're not going to, how could I put this? They're not going to be able to conform because they're not living a life of normalcy. They are out on the edge, you know, on their own lane.
Correct. And part of that
but
is part of it is reciprocating it. Because, like I said, Richie knows how I live. And you're right. Richie always had people in his life that always was there for him, that was always role models for him. And I think Richie misses that. And because he brings it up a lot, but I just never imagined that he would have that relationship with his kids. And then he'll go, "Mom, my kids, this, my kids." And I'm like, "Reggie, you're not setting boundaries. You're not setting a good example. You're not being a good role model. You know, this is going to be a problem. Because if I was to drop dead today, them kids would be they'd be lost. Because they come to me to go after him." And that's the part that is just, And then I have to set boundaries with him. Now, giving out some information with things to know about boundaries and setting boundaries. Because like I said, boundaries are very important, whether it's in a relationship, whether it's a work relationship, whether you're dating, you're married, and even with your adult children. Because adult children will disappoint us, just like sometimes adult children feel disappointed by their parents. Because I know there's some things about me, Reggie, probably don't like either. You know? So when we talk about how to set and maintain good boundaries, and I'm getting this information, and I'm trying to see where I'm getting it from about why boundaries are, what are my boundaries of love and respect, it says things to know. It says, reflect on the reason for your boundaries. Now, my reason for the boundaries with drinking in my house is Reggie don't know how to maintain and hold his liquor. His whole personality changes. And that part gets on my nerves. So you got to reflect on the reason for the boundaries, whether it's safety, whether it's respect, whether it's communication. You know, no matter what it is, you got to reflect on, I'm setting this boundary because. And you don't have to over-explain. And then you have to start with a few boundaries. You don't want to just change overnight. You was around when my grandmother was alive, and my grandmother had changed her life. And her lifestyle. When Mama changed her life, we didn't want to go around Mama because Mama wasn't fun no more. We didn't like Mama's boundaries. So we didn't want to go back over Mama's house until she started back playing cards, dominoes, and drinking wine coolers. Then it was cool to go back to Mama's house. But prior to that, we was like, Mama done said boundaries. We can't do this. We can't do that. I've been doing this all my life at Mama's house. How she go just all of a sudden, we got to know. So you got to start with a few at a time. What's your take on that, T? Because a lot of times individuals come up with these drastic rules that people are not used to because at first you had to kick it out. At first you was able to do all of these things. Now you've changed and you're trying to reflect that and implement this with your adult children. What's your take on that?
Well, again, I would say that the relationship with your children is going to establish your boundaries. You're going to have some kids that are going to be respectful, and then you're going to have some that's going to be rebellious, I guess you could say.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think that your boundaries is like life. It can't be stale or for everybody. It's going to have to fluctuate for the individual.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And
the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm listening to what you were saying. Go ahead and finish your thought process.
Okay. So for me, on that with the adult children, that's the most important thing. Then you're going to have some of your people that are going to be more dependent and need more help or guidance. Then some are going to be more dependent and not going to require as much guidance. And and so you have to sway that when you're dealing with the individuals or whatnot, because everything is not going to be average down the line that you can apply one rule and it'll work for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? And I take that into consideration. And I'm going to tell you, even working with adults or in family therapy, a lot of it is the parent-child relationship. A lot of parents struggle with working and dealing with their adult children. We have another caller calling in. Let me log on this caller and see what they want to add to this show as we're talking about this. Hi, my name is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Number ending in 61. What would you like to add to the show as we're talking about setting boundaries with adult children? Because many parents struggle in this area.
Well, hello, Jeanette. I was just walking around the neighborhood and I saw that you were talking about something that seemed kind of interesting, so I thought I'd stop in for a minute and just, you know, maybe put in one or two cents.
Okay, is this Ed?
Yes, it is.
I haven't heard from you in a while.
I've been a fly on a lot of walls.
Okay, well, long as you're okay, because I know you were going through some things, so long as you're okay. So I'm glad to hear your voice. Glad to hear your voice. So as we're talking about this topic with setting boundaries with adult children, and I believe you have adult children too, and a lot of parents are struggling with the relationship, especially with setting boundaries and the respect that they either give their children or that they receive from their children. And, you know, many of us are aging and we're going through some things, whether it's with our health, whether some parents have been through things with their finances, where they had to move in with their adult children, and it can become a problem. What has been your experience with setting boundaries with your adult children?
Setting down in what way?
No, do boundaries work with your children, or do you struggle with it a little bit? Or do it depend on the child?
Both.
Okay.
I mean, depending on how you set your boundaries, you know, it determines how they work. And also depends on the individual child. Like, for instance, you know, I have multiple adult children, right? But they're all adult individuals. So some, I, you know, they get me more than others, so to speak. And I pretty much get respect from all my children, but some heed what I say more than others do. Some, you know, they're like, okay, you know, I hear what you're saying, Dad, while others will be like, well, you know, that was back in your day, Dad, and you don't understand today kind of thing, you know. So it depends on the individual and where they're coming from, their own perspective. That make any sense?
And I've heard that a lot because I was like that with my mother. When my mother would try to say something, like, that don't even make sense to me. So, but when we start, there's a reason why. And like I said, I just always remember we just lost Ed. No, we lost D. I just remember my grandmother's favorite saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans. Meaning this is my house, I make the rules. I used to be like, ooh, you know. And one of the things with setting boundaries, no matter what your boundary is, you want to try to be consistent. You can't set a boundary and take it back, or set a boundary and then turn around and let them do something different. I'll give you an example, Ed, especially with my adult son. My son don't live with me. But although he don't live with me, he'll want to do things, and he asked me the other day, can so-and-so spend the night? No, we ain't doing that. So his thing was probably why they can't spend the night. No, because you got your own place, you got your own room, and you take your friends wherever you go. Don't do that. Because if I say yes today, and then I say no tomorrow, that's going to be a problem. Because I'm not being consistent. And then your adult child won't respect that. What's your take on that, Ed, when it comes to being consistent?
Well, consistency is very important. Like, for instance, what you just said, if you say yeah today and then say no tomorrow. For instance, suppose they don't even ask tomorrow.
Oh, no,
because
no,
they'll just, if you say yeah today, they'll probably just let them come, bring them back the next day as well. And then, and then you try to say no, the first thing they're going to say, well, you said okay yesterday.
I know.
You know, so I just assumed that it was okay again, you know. And
well,
so that can be an issue down the line.
I got a trick for that one, Ed. What I did was when he moved out of my home, I buy a bedroom set to put back in the room, so it ain't no furniture in that room. It's empty. He didn't even know I had a blow up bed. It is empty. That's what I did to alleviate that. But then he'll be in there on my couch, and then I get mad. So I told him, I said, you know what? When you get you another place, you just bought that couch, because I'm going to buy me some new furniture, because you just done wore my couch out sleeping on it. You know? So we got to be consistent. You got to carve out time for yourself, and don't be afraid, parents. You know, there's a lot of individuals that I've ran into and spoke with, especially being a therapist, that are afraid of their children. And part of that fear is they're afraid that their kids is not going to want to have a relationship with them. They're afraid that the kids are not going to want to speak to them or keep them away from their grandchildren. That fear. And that fear can also turn into manipulation. What is your take in regards to some parents that are afraid of their children?
My take is that they have no one but themselves to blame. Because first off, fear means you're giving someone else control over you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you keep the I don't care attitude, you know, even though I love my kids and I love my grandkids and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not kissing their butts.
I don't blame
you. And you make them understand that from day one. So they'll know. Mm-hmm. So even when they're talking to their friends away from the house, they'll be telling them, my parent ain't going for that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So they already know
I'm
jump straight.
That well,
ain't happening.
My son told me one time, I ain't going to never call you. You ain't going to never hear from me no more. And da-da-da-da, I said, can we practice? Can we practice you not calling me? Can we? He was like, what you say? Can we practice it? It's like you feel we can start practicing this like right now. And he think I'll be playing, but I be serious because it gives me peace when he's away from me. So a lot of times when we're talking about parenting is one of those things that I thought that once my kids became an adult, I was done. I didn't understand the boundaries. I didn't understand the relationship, how to transition from my kids being teenage, well, kids, babies, to adolescents, to teenagers, to young adults. I was like, what role am I supposed to play here? Because I didn't want to seem like the friend mom, because I knew that boundaries definitely had to be implemented, because I did not want to repeat some of the things that I've seen. So I tried to do things differently. Another thing it talks about is set healthy boundaries, even on social media. You know, one of my cousins came at me and was like, Janet, I don't like what you say about your son on social media. And I don't like, and I'm looking at her like, really? Y'all don't know what I've been going through with this boy. Really? You know, so a lot of times people put things out on social media. Sometimes they air their dirty laundry. And, you know, everything may not be about him that I may be putting on social media. But by that same token, a lot of times social media is a platform for some people to vent about what's going on in their household. What is your take on that?
Well, that's your prerogative. I've always tried to keep my personal, you know, stuff from social media, but if I'm trying to make a point and I would like to use my personal experience or family members or whatever as an example, I'll coin them without exposing who they are. You know,
correct.
In that sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say,
okay.
You know, yeah, well, I happen to know of somebody that, you know, that said this or did that or whatever, you know, even though that's my own kid or relative or whatever, you know. And,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, one of the things
I know one parent that went through this with their daughter or with their son, and they went through this, and their kid said that, and, you know, this, and I'm actually talking about me and my own kid's interaction when I'm not
mm-hmm.
putting it out as that. You see what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, one of the things that I would do is because my son will get drunk and start drinking and post all kind of crazy stuff on Facebook, and when I see it, I always, like, take this mess down. Or I'll make a comment like that, and because that's something inappropriate. And if I got to turn him in to the Facebook police, I will. Let me see. I see a call. I don't know if this is him calling. Hi, this is Jeanette. Welcome to Precious Predicaments. Blog Talk Radio number in 3230. Okay. It's a 408-480 area code, so I know there's an Arizona area code. What would you like to add to the show? Okay, they don't want to say nothing. Okay, now I'm looking at something, Mr. Ed, and it talks about if you're struggling with setting boundaries and you don't even know where to start, they offer some great steps. And these are some of the things that happens when we start talking about setting boundaries, because we have to learn how to set boundaries so that we can foster a healthy relationship. And some things are cultural, meaning that we, you know, in our culture, what happened within our community. But when we start, and we start, starting something can be, you know, the hardest to ever take. But we have to make the first move to set our boundaries with our adult children, and sometimes it can be scary. But you don't want to push your adult child away, but at the same time, you want them both to respect you as an adult and work towards carving out their own independence, because we want our children to learn how to be independent. Because studies show that there can be a considerable tension between adult children and their parents, and setting boundaries is one way to help reduce the stress and work towards a better relationship. So if you're struggling with setting these boundaries or you don't even know where to start, here's some steps. The first thing they talk about is stop loaning them money. I know people, they're ready to start a fight to pay you your money back. You know, I'll never forget one time my son said, Mom, I owe you $100. No, Mom, I'm going to pay you back $100. I said, why are you going to pay me back $100? You only owe me $50. I owe you $50, but I'm borrowing $50 more. I said, oh, heck no. Mm-mm. Now, one of the biggest boundary issues parents of adult children can run into is financial questions. Financial independence is one of the most prominent issues between parents and adult children today. And that's one of the biggest issues is talking to kids about finances, about money, because they will go and blow their money, but then want you to pick up their slack. Or want you to be able to cover expenses, or they'll feel you have it. I mean, one time recently, me and him got into a dispute because he asked me for $5. I told him I didn't have it. Then it went from $5 to $2. My thing is, how are you working 5 days a week and you don't have $5. So what is your take? Now, I do believe in helping my adult children if they are being responsible, if they really need my help, if we're trying to, or they're trying to accomplish something. But I'm not going to let you just waste my money because I can waste my own money. So what is your take, Mr. Ed, with loaning your children money?
Well, you have to set boundaries once again. I tended to try to raise my kids with the mentality that don't look at me as your personal wallet.
Mm-hmm, your ATM. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Just come to me if you are in need. But I'm not going to give you no goof off money. Okay. Mm-hmm. If you need something or you're like really in dire straits, something really important, then we'll talk about it. Mm-hmm. Don't come to me because you want some party money. You know, that ain't what's happening. And then if I do loan you money, I want my money.
Uh-huh.
Don't let me have to, get mafioso on you. I want my money.
Hell, you know you borrowed this money from me. You know, and that is one of the biggest
because my mom instilled that in me. You know, my mother, she made it to where I would not borrow anything from my mother unless I really, really needed it.
Uh-huh.
Because my mama was gangster. You know, I'm serious. My mom, boy, she'd be on the phone every day. You got my money?
You know?
Good thing,
got my money.
Don't let me have to come over there and get my money. Don't let me have to come over there.
You know, and there's a lot of people
like that. You that kind of mom.
They money. They really don't fight with that. And yet,
I did the same thing with my kids, and so they know better.
Mm-hmm. They think that got it. Oh, don't worry about it. Oh, don't worry about it. Reggie, I know you on there because I just looked up your phone number and I see your number on the switchboard. So I don't know my son's number by heart, so I just looked it up because I see we got a caller that ain't saying nothing, so that's him. So the next one besides, one of the things is, like I said, unless it's really, really, really necessary, be careful with loaning your kids money because sometimes you're not going to get it back. And most parents know.
Well, it's like this here. When it comes to your kids, just like any kind of family members, but especially your kids, you know, one thing I learned from my uncle and my dad, you loan money that you can afford to not get back.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to loan you money if I got a bill to pay or something important I got to take care of. I'm not going to loan you money out of that, and I have to be reliant on you to pay me or I'm in trouble. So if I ain't got something outside of that, you can forget it, okay, first off. Second, but like I said before, you gotta set your boundary. Let them know, hey, I need my money. This is serious. This ain't no joke, you know. And but if they do get to the point to where they get to trying to, you know, goof around or whatever, I'm gonna tell them. Like my dad would say to people, I just bought you.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what that means? Took me a long time before I figured it out. And finally, as I grew older, I was wondering, what do you mean by you just bought? You know, I figure it out. That means I own you now. That means you can't come to me for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep that what you got from me. But don't come ask me for nothing. And that goes for your kids, too.
You know, you
don't
kids
pay me
too.
Back when you
your kids. Oh, wow. You know, another
that means,
one
that
is.
I own you now.
Oh, you said I own
you. You for that.
You made my money back. Another one is don't jump in to save the day. A lot of times with setting boundaries, we got to learn how to stay in our lane, even as parents. Sometimes we don't want our kids to go through things, and it's meant to be a lesson and an experience, and we will try to bail them out of everything. Now, disagreement about life choices is one of the most common sources of tension between adult children and their parents, and it's so tempting to intercede in your kids' life if you see them making poor decisions. But remember, you've got years of experience with making mistakes, and your brain can pick up on the pattern right away. But it is very experienced that your grown-up kids lack when you constantly jump in to save the day. because sometimes they don't ask you for your help. And you're trying to jump in and make their life better, and you know, created a problem. And not only is it exhausting for you as a parent, but it is also hurtful to your kids' independence and self-esteem. They need to make mistakes firsthand to really understand the weight of any negative outcome. And you don't learn lessons by reading about them. Sometimes you got to go through them. So setting boundaries is one of the things is sometimes you got to tell them no. You can't always run to their rescue. What's your take on that in regards to constantly bailing them out? Or jumping in the play today?
As far as constantly, first of all, like I said earlier, they already know me. Okay, they already know how I'm, you know, they already know how I'm going to respond. You know, if it comes in there. Now, if I happen to, like you said, if I happen to see them going through some things, you know, and, you know, and they, I can, you know, I can see that they obviously need some help, okay, then they really ain't got to ask me. I'm just going to, you know, step in, especially if my grandkids involved, something like that, you know. But if they're just coming to me because I fell behind in my bills, or I fell behind in this, or I need this, or I need that, you know, I'm gonna look at the situation and I'm gonna see if those behind their neglect, you know, because I don't want to be taken advantage of either. See. And so it depends on the circumstances. But like I said, this is some kind of a like one of those kind of situations that just happens. And there's really no way they could have avoided it. And so they really need my help. And yeah, I might just come and just help them with that.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's something that, you know, if there was their fault, that they could have took care of, like they didn't pay a bill or they didn't do certain things they should have did, then that's something different. So it depends on the circumstance overall.
Well, one thing I know, my son don't listen to me. When I talk to him about stuff or I try to explain things to him about life or responsibility, he don't pay me no attention. It's going to be okay. I'm not worried about it. I remember when he got his first credit, well, one credit card he had, I kind of took the credit cards. But, hey, Joanne, I had credit cards in my kids' name when they were young, and I kind of did that in case of emergency. But I wind up taking them credits back real quick, and they became like 19, 20, like, that Bank of America card, No. So the thing is, when we start talking about these things, and yeah, and they get themselves caught up in situations, and Reggie, I know you're on there listening, so you might as well say something, because you got to set boundaries with your adult children. So, and how would you even start? So when we start talking about these things and loaning money and bailing them out every time, the next one it talks about is don't answer every phone call. You don't always have to make – sometimes you don't want to miss a call or if something do happen. But the thing is, some children have harder time separating from their parents when they hit their early 20s. And if your adult children are calling you multiple times a day, crying, yelling because of a supposed catastrophe, then you might have a boundary problem. And in order to model good relationship boundaries for your kids, you have to put in your own when you want to say yes and when you say no. And you also have to be hard as someone who helps with their kids. And when we're talking about with life issues, everything ain't going to be easy. So sometimes when we start talking about calls, sometimes what my son will do is he'll call me from a block call because he'll be thinking if I know his record or his number, I ain't going to answer. So we got to remember that we got our own responsibilities and mental bandwidth, and your kids need to learn that in order for you to respect theirs, they have to respect yours in return, too. Don't be calling me in the middle of the night. Don't be waking me up in the middle of the night, disturbing my peace. Don't be ringing my, no, unless it's an emergency. Now, I know some parents have this, my kids can call me whenever they want. My kids, don't do that to your parents. And the problem is, it's like the boy that cried wolf. They'll keep on and keep on and keep on, and then now they're just woe you right on out. So we have to be mindful of that. And like I said, and parents shouldn't do that to their kids, because you got parents that do the same thing with their children, to where their adult children have to learn how to set boundaries with their parents. Now, Mr. Ed, did you have to set boundaries with your parents?
Set boundaries with my parents?
Yes,
oh,
did
no.
you have to set boundaries?
No, was...
Because sometimes parents don't know how. And
no, I didn't have to do that with my parents. My parents was, well, let me say it like this. My dad was, you know, always independent, so he didn't really, you know, sweat me about nothing. My mom, you know, she would call me from time to time to come do stuff for her. But, you know, it wasn't like, you know, like I was pestering on a regular basis or nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just sometimes the way she did stuff was kind of, extreme, like, because
well, see,
she wanted me to do stuff at my own expense. But as far as that, I really didn't have to set too many boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as my kids was concerned,
uh-huh.
you know, that was different, you know, because it's like this here, you know, especially since they've been adults, you know, they basically only call me when they need something. I want something.
Yeah, that becomes a problem. One of the things Joanne is on, she's on Facebook.
So when I see them on the caller ID, I'm
mm-hmm.
pretty much not ready to answer anyway because I know either they want something, they need something, or something happened, you know. And so it's always something. They don't call just to, hey, Dad, how you doing? No, it's always, can you get in, you know, do you know what happened or this happened or whatever, you know. And
mm-hmm.
so a lot of times I don't even want to answer. That's why I have voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing, what I'll do, I'll wait. I'll let them go ahead and, you know, leave a voicemail, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when I check the phone and see they did not leave a voicemail, I'll be like, yep, I'm glad I didn't answer.
Okay.
Because I know,
yep.
you know, because they're not going to leave it on a voicemail. Dad, I need some money. You know, Dad, this, Dad, I'm going to tell me. They want to get me in live time, see?
Mm-hmm.
You know. If they was calling just to remind me of something or just to say hi or whatever, they'll leave that on a voicemail. But if they don't leave a voicemail, that means it's something more serious.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
One of the things Joanne is saying on Facebook, and she said, you know, mom's rule are the same as when we were kids. My doors are locked at 9 p.m. If you ain't in the house, she said, we had to, I guess, go somewhere else. Oh, a lot of parents do that. They set boundaries. They're not going to let you, as an adult, come in and out of their home like that unless you have a job, unless you're at work or in school and you got a late class, and then there are some exceptions. But just to come in free willy-nilly, no, that ain't happening. Now, also when it comes to that, which Joanne brought up a good point, is if you have an adult child living in your home, it's best with boundaries and set up a contract for them to start paying rent. Sometimes kids feel, and I've had young adults say, well, why I got to pay rent? She's living in my grandmama's house. Oh, because that's teaching you to be responsible. That's teaching you can't live nowhere for free. People got taxes, insurance, and light bills and gas bills and all kinds of food and everything. I said something to my son about water. My son told me, I drink tap water. So I said, okay, I'm going to let him drink my water bottle in my room and let him drink the tap water. So he saw how fast these water bottles was leaving. But you want to set up a contract for them to pay rent because adult kids living at home with their parents is a situation that is more common than ever, yet living in close quarters can make it difficult for people not to revert back to their old habits. And one way to get kids to respect the home and opportunities that they have to live in is if you make them an active contributor to it. You know, teach them. Now, I will say this. My son is good with making sure you wash the dishes and take out the trash because he knows what my arthritis. I don't be wanting to be in there washing dishes every day. He knows that. So he will go in there. He will wash dishes. He will take out the trash. He will do that. So I'll give him that credit. So I do appreciate that. But you want to make sure that you set up a contract with them to start paying rent. And it ain't even like you really need their money. Because once they decide to move out, I always tell my son, in order to make a deposit, in order to make a withdrawal, you got to make a deposit. Don't expect for me to give you what you didn't give me. Because I don't have to. You're an adult now. So that's a good way of teaching them responsibility. I tell my kids, if I drop this, y'all got to pay these mortgages and leases on buildings and Cadillac notes. And y'all ain't going to want these bills. But they want the luxury of it, but they don't want the responsibility of it. So my daughter learned, well, my daughter is smart with hers because she learned not to burn her bridges. But by that same token, you want to make sure that even if it's like $50, $25, whatever, that you're teaching them to be responsible. So paying rent is a way of doing that. Now, some people think, well, I don't want them to pay no rent, and I don't want them to, you're doing them a disservice. You're doing them a disservice. Ed, what's your take on that, with adult children paying rent?
Well, I agree with everything you just said. I mean, there are a lot of parents that that are just like what you just said, that they don't believe in charging rent to their children, you know, which is stupid, actually. Because if they're in that house using, you know, they're using electricity, they're using water, they're eating, you know, those things alone need to be considered, okay? And I know people that, you know, that have kids staying with them, right? And the kids have jobs, make good money, but they're staying with the parent for free, you know, and you know, and they're making, and they're buying cars, you know, they have car, they have $400, $500, $800 car notes, you know, and I always thought that was really petty, especially for a guy, to be living with your mama, making an $800 car note. And not giving your mama nothing.
I know.
To stand with her.
I know.
Yeah, but then when you ask the mama, oh, I don't want him to give me nothing because, you know, da, 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 you know, and that's, so I think that's really crazy. So like what you were saying, it's not even if the parent doesn't need the money. That's not the point. It's about, like, my mama just told me a long time ago, you got to pay where you stay.
Yep.
You know, it's about responsibility and honor. So even if they don't need it, at least you're paying your part.
Correct. No, my mother said my grandmother.
You're contributing your part.
Realize my grandmother was a hustler. My grandmother had my parents, my mother, them thinking that she had to pay taxes every month, or she had them to where it was like mom, this check. My grandmama was pimping them all. She probably didn't have much to show for it, but she was cool. She was gangster with her stuff. Now, with my children, I try not to make it complicated for them, but I noticed that with my son, he'd rather go pay somebody else. I watch my son give bums on the street money, but then yet my grandkids got to say, Granny, can you take it from him? You know, Joanna saying it went towards a large item we might have needed. And that is true, too, though, Joanne, too. But you got to do your part. Now, another thing, and it talks about, try to remind your adult children that you have responsibilities, too. Because a lot of times they see their parents different, and they still think that they're in that childlike state. So those are just a few of the things that they talk about. And when we start talking about setting boundaries. But like I said, it's very important because growing up in Compton, I've seen far too many times where parents basically enable their children and set boundaries. And by enabling their children, when they drop dead, that adult child didn't know what to do, was lost. Lost the parents' homes, lost everything.
Yeah, I've seen that many times in L.A. too, you know, all over the place. I've seen that happen with a lot of people I knew. When their parents passed, they didn't know really what to do, and they just lost everything, you know.
Everything.
And, you know, this is why when I hear a lot of this negativity, you know, that people talk about, oh, yeah, Compton is a gangster town. And da, da, da. No, Compton is not a gangster town. Compton is like a lot of places where it has some bad spots, areas you want to watch yourself. But the entire city of Compton, I know about Compton, okay, very well. Okay, I had, you know, people I knew there. And, you know, in fact, a lot of them so-called gangster rappers that came from Compton, they talk all that old gangster stuff. Most of them were not gangbangers. Most of them had parents that was two-parent homes and all that. But that's another subject altogether. But the point is, a lot of people think that, you know, that people in those areas were in poverty, they were all drug dealers or addicts or, you know, thugs or whatever. And that's not even the case. But like you said, they were enabling their kids because they were able to take care of them, because they were doctors and lawyers and business owners and what have you, and they was able to give their kids a good life. They enabled them by, you know, not setting boundaries. And so and a lot of them did grow up to do rap, you know, become rappers and athletes and all that kind of stuff. And so they got millions of dollars in their pocket. So they never really learned what boundaries were. So now they're rich without boundaries. So that makes it even worse.
Correct. See? And you know what?
It's like a kid that was born in Beverly Hills. You know, they're rich with no boundaries.
Correct.
Well, that's
correct.
A rich kid with no boundaries is worse than a poor kid with no boundaries.
I know. And they don't even understand that. Because then you got entitlement issues. You know, that's the one thing some children are codependent on their parents. That is true. That's one thing that with my daughter that I appreciate and respect that she do with my son, with my grandson. She sets him up a bank account. She makes him put his own money. She had him taking out trash when he was 2 years old. You know, he gets tired of her sometime and be like, you need to find you a husband. Because he is like his daddy. But by that same token, she is teaching him responsibility. She's teaching him, and she sets boundaries with him to let him know the world is not going to see you like this. You're going to have to do things differently. And I appreciate that with her. Because like you said, and like Joanne is saying, people become codependent. We enable. They have a sense of entitlement. And boundaries are clear. Boundaries will basically make sure or help create healthy relationships. Boundaries help opens up the gate for communication. You don't have to agree, but you do have to respect. You know, boundaries not only makes it to where you learn to respect each other, but even if the boundaries have to be revisited, you can do that. But we have to not live in fear. We have to learn how to reduce our stress. We have to learn how to open our mouth. My daughter told me yesterday. My daughter told me, she said, Saturday. I saw you all on Facebook posted, you ain't the type of granny that likes to stay at home and watch grandkids. No, I'm not. I told her, I said, well, I'm going to a reggae concert next weekend. I'm going here the week after that. I'm going to Vegas. No, I am very clear with that. I am not going to be sitting home watching unless I want to. If I don't want to, I don't have to sit at home and watch kids.
Oh, she set the phone down.
I be having things too.
Huh?
And I let her know that. So, because I've got them to a certain age, if I sit here and let these grandkids wear me out, I'm not going to be no good even to myself. No. I'm not doing it. Joanne said, you're not that old school grandma. No, I'm not, Joanne. You know I'm not the old school grandma. And anything you
want
to say.
Then again, it depends on what you mean by old school grandma. My old school grandma didn't play, okay? And I used to hate when my grandma used to babysit us because first of all, my grandma was so old school to where, I mean, we had to be in bed by 7.
Oh, wow.
Now, can you imagine in the summertime, it's still daylight outside, but we got to come in the house and go to bed?
Oh, my God. No, that's taking it to the extreme. So, and then you got to get up.
But she would get you up at 4:30 in the morning.
Wow.
And make you do chores.
I'm not to that degree, but I do implement boundaries even with my grandkids.
That's a different discipline degree.
No, because you know what? If I want to do something with my grandkids, I will. I'll pick them up. We'll go to Dave and Buster's. We'll go eat. We'll go out. We'll do things. I don't mind doing that. But don't just think you go drop your kids off on me and then you ain't going to show back up to pick them up. No, we ain't doing that. So, we have rules. We have rules around here. So, Ed, what do you want to tell or what advice can you give a parent as far as the importance of setting boundaries? First for parents and then for an adult child that may have to go and set boundaries with their parents. Because sometimes parents don't know no better. Some parents still see their kids as kids. So what would you like to share with the listeners in regards to first the parents and then secondly the adult child?
Okay, well, first for parenting, you have to set the boundaries. That's just something that has to be done, you know. You cannot let them set the tone. You have to set it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to make it very clear that, you know, they can't play them games of, I'm not going to call you no more, or you won't see my grandkids, your grandkids, and things of that nature. If you show, even though you don't have to be, you know, this does not have to be your true feelings, but you can
mm-hmm.
pretend that, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if you don't ever call me no more. I don't care if I don't ever see my grandkids no more. You're going to follow what I want on my agenda or ain't nothing happening. Okay. You
mm-hmm.
just put that down and let them flow with it, okay? So don't worry about, you know, them not coming around, not bringing grandkids. But they will, they'll come around, you know. They will bring
mm-hmm.
your grandkids because they don't want you to babysit from time to time or whatever. So, you know, so. But
mm-hmm.
don't let them try to threaten you and try to put them one of them games. So that, you know, once you got that under control, you're going to knock a whole lot of other stuff out, too, because they're going to automatically have in their mind, you know, my parents don't play that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as far
as
the kids are concerned.
That fear and ultimatum don't work on me because I've had that experience with my grandkids where their mother thought, you know what, you ain't going to see your grandkids. Every holiday I'll go buy a cake. I'll sit here by myself. I'll honor their birthday, whether they're here or not here. Oh, well, that's a gift that I don't have to buy. So I don't even entertain the threat. That don't even bother me. Like I said, when my son told me, well, you ain't go here for me, I said, can we practice? It threw him off when
exactly.
I said that.
Exactly. Of course, it doesn't ever have to, you don't have to really feel like that, but I mean, just let them, let it seem like that's how you feel. And then let them know that you're willing to go through it. You know,
mm-hmm.
and then maybe at some point, well, you know, maybe involved, they will at some point realize how silly it is that they're even trying to even go follow up with what they said. Because it makes
correct.
Sense.
You know what? It's like
just
my daughter told
said,
me,
you know,
my daughter made a comment to me about something the other day. And like I told her, I'm not going to be having nothing stress me out. I'm not going to be letting stuff worry me. I'm not going to, no. Ew. So, part of setting boundaries is to be clear about the limit of how far you're going to let somebody go. And that will help reduce the stress, reduce the resentment, reduce the animosity. It makes it clear so you know where each of you stand. Boundaries are very important, but a lot of times parents are afraid to set boundaries because they don't want to upset their kids. They don't want the kids to not speak to them. Mm-mm. I tell people, I don't bother nobody. I'll sit in this house, do what I got to do, go where I want to go, and I'm good. I'm good. Because we all have to live our lives. We have to live our lives. So that's what your advice for the parent. What about a child, an adult child, who has to let their parents know, I don't need your money right now. I don't need you to buy my friendship. You know what? I'm married now. Because that was one of the things with my mother. She had poor boundaries, especially when it came to relationships. She would try to bully people that came into our lives. She would try to demand things. Her thing was, I pay the cost to be the boss. So I had to be firm and clear with her, you're not going to be running my house. You're not going to be, because it became very disrespectful. So I had to set boundaries with my mother. So what is your take on having or how would you implement with a young adult about setting up boundaries with their parents?
okay, in that kind of a situation, okay, here you are, you're an adult, you know, if you're married or what have you, and then you have your parent that comes on. Are you talking about like living with your parent or just coming to visit?
Not even living, because my mother wasn't living with me. My mother was not living with me.
So the parent comes to visit, okay, so and then he want to come and like run your house, you mean?
Oh, yeah. Come on, your marriage, your relationship. Oh, yeah. I had to realize.
So, okay, so let me say this, okay? One, it's the same thing, but just kind of like on the flip side. You still have to set boundaries, even with that kind of a parent situation, okay? You have to let them know from jump street. Listen, look here, Mom. This is my house. This is my situation. I love you. I appreciate your advice and all that, but you're not going to run this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you can get upset all you want, but this is my house, okay? And you got to set that tone with that parent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You got to just set that tone. And they might grumble a little bit at first, you know, but they're going to think about it and they're going to realize that you're right.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the things that I learned is that my mother respected me for that. She respected me because she saw that I was consistent with it. And I was there when she needed me, but I'm not going to let you dictate around my life. That I'm not going to let you do. And you can't live your life
through me. That's what you do. That's exactly what you do. You show that consistency. You show them that, hey, I appreciate you and all this. And you be respectful when you tell them. You're not going to stand there and go toe-to-toe cussing out your mama. Hey, you know, you're not doing all that. You're being respectful and everything. And you're saying, but you're not going to tell me how to run my household, you know, how to run my relationship, my this, my that. Okay? Now, you know, now I've seen a lot of, you know, which that can be a whole other show in itself, you know, how people let parents affect their relationship. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's, you know, that can, that has been,
that is,
you know, I'm
you
quite
know
sure
the,
you've seen it being a counselor. I'm quite sure you've seen a lot of relationships that were ruined because of one side parents' involvement.
But you know what? This is what I tell people with that situation is you knew that was a problem before you married that person. That wasn't going to change once you got married. And sometimes struggling with, you know, with the mother-in-law, the sister, the brother, I wouldn't even want to be involved. It's too much drama, way too much drama, because you're dealing with an enmeshed family. And when you're dealing with that enmeshed family, that family is not going to change their dynamic overnight, and they're not going to change it for you. So now you just bought in, you bit the bait, and that person may have married you to be their savior to protect them from their parents or family members, and now you are engaged. Now you're looking like the bad guy. So that's a whole nother issue, a whole nother issue.
Well, that's what I was saying. That could be a whole nother show in itself right there,
mm-hmm.
You know. Because, you know, that's been a whole other thing. I've seen a whole lot of relationships that could have been nice relationships, but they allowed the in-law to get involved, and it caused problems, you know.
Correct.
So, correct.
Well, you know what, Ed? I know we ran out of time. I want to thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you. I'm glad that you're doing
well.
Sounds like you're healthier now. Sounds like you're doing good. So I'm good. I'm glad. And you keep doing what you're
doing. I appreciate it.
And I know you do a lot of things on social media. You want to tell the listeners what you got going on social media and the different things that you are involved in?
Well, at the present time, I'm still working on some things. I'm working on revising my YouTube channel projects and some other things, which I will be announcing on various social media, such as Facebook and Instagram, and I'm also working on building up a TikTok presence, and so I've got some things in the pipeline. But I don't want to talk about a whole lot about what I got going
Correct.
On coming, you know, until I actually get it going. But like I told you, you can always go to see my old R10. The Real Talk stuff on Blog Talk Radio is still there.
Mm-hmm.
I checked it. It's still there. You know, my old radio show is still there. And, you know, yes, I'm curious of what I used to talk about, you know. But other than that.
And I like that we have these platforms out here because these are topics of things that people, they feel like nobody listened, they don't understand, and that's one of the reasons why I do what I do. But like I said, I definitely appreciate you and the work that you do. So, again, I want to thank you for listening, joining us here at Precious Predicaments Blog Talk Radio. Until tomorrow, remember, you got this. And if there's any topics or shows you want to be a guest on or you want me to discuss, you can reach me by either emailing me at preciouspredicaments@gmail.com or JeanetteAbney, LMFT@gmail.com, or you can call my office at 714-992-1677 as a call to forward it to my cell phone. So, again, enjoy the rest of your day, and thank you for joining us here at Precious Predicaments as we were talking about setting boundaries with children. Thank you very much.